Stars through the perilous. Two teams, one from the north and one from the south, and they're battling for a championship. Starting right here at Atrium Health Ballpark, it's the Kannapolis Cannonballers, winners of the South Divisional Championship over the Charleston Riverdogs against the Fredericksburg Nationals, winners over the Carolina Mudcats in the North Divisional Championship just earlier this week. Tonight, game one of a three-game series, again a best-of-three series for these two sides as the Ballers and the Fred Nats square off in game one of this Carolina League Championship Series. Hockett friends, Dan Halodi on the call today. Bally Live, MILB.TV, Stadium, free audio streams as well, of course, on KCBallers.com and the MILB. First pitch as Justin Cinnaboli gets going on the bump today for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 6'5" southpaw gets his first appearance of the playoffs here in this 2024 Carolina League season. Cinnaboli, a 14th rounder by the White Sox out of Rutgers. First pitch is delivered at 5:39, and we're underway in the Carolina League Championship. It's a first pitch strike to Brenner Cox. 5:39 is your first pitch time, 78 degrees in cloudy skies. Cox will take that one upstairs for ball one from the lefty, Justin Cinnaboli. 78 degrees in cloudy overcast skies here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-1 to Cox, lefty-lefty matchup is sprayed foul, and the count is one ball and two strikes. Brenner Cox, Elijah Green, and Seaver King, the 3-2 up for the Fredericksburg Nationals out of, you guessed it, the Washington Nationals organization. Two sides squaring off for a Carolina League showdown. The winner gets the ring, and the loser does go home empty-handed. 1-2 on the way to Cox. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. A swing and a miss. Punch out for Cinnaboli to start his Carolina League Championship Series debut. And it's one out on the board with nobody on base for the power hitter, Elijah Green. Elijah Green digs in already with a home run in this playoffs. He hit one over in Carolina against the Mudcats. As against all opponents in the Carolina League this year, Elijah Green, one of the guys who led the way in his strikeouts. 1-0 the count now on Elijah Green. Fifth overall pick in 2022 for the Washington Nationals. They out of high school down in Georgia. 1-0 pitch from Cinnaboli is a little bit inside on a breaking ball for ball two, and the count is 2-0. Green played 106 games of the regular season, 206 strikeouts. Led the Fred Nats by a wide margin, 2-0 from the lefty, low and inside, and the count is 3-0 on Elijah Green, the center fielder. Green stands in, Seaver King, number 10 overall picked in the MLB draft this season, is on deck awaiting for the Fred Nats. Cinnaboli's 3-0 as a fastball catches the inside corner, and the count is 3-1 on Elijah Green. Seaver King bats next. He's the shortstop. Kevin Bazell, DH, bats cleanup. Caleb Alomavita, catcher, awaits in batting fifth. Brandon Pimentel, first baseman, bats sixth. Cinnaboli's 3-1 as a breaking ball catches the outside corner, and very quickly the count's gone from 3-0 to now a full count of 3-2. Full count on Green. Here in this top of the first as Green calls time. Christian Vaccaro in left, bats seventh for the Fred Nats. Batting eighth is Nate Ochoa, the third baseman. And batting ninth to round out the order for Jake Lowry and the Fred Nats is the second baseman, Kelvin Diaz. Cinnaboli will work from the windup. 3-2 on the way. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. And there's another punch out to start the day for Cinnaboli. Two outs recorded, and both are punch outs for the lefty, Cinnaboli. And now Seaver King will dig in with two outs on the board and nobody on base for the Fred Nats. Two outs and digging in is Seaver King, number 10 overall pick by the Washington Nationals out of Wake Forest. Pitches low and inside for ball one on Seaver King. 2 years at Wingate, a Division II school down south here of Kannapolis by about an hour, and then about a north of an hour up here at Wake Forest is where he ended up for his third and final year of college baseball. 1-0 from Cinnaboli is a fastball up and away for now a 2-0 count. Defensively for Kannapolis today, one kind of interesting swap. Archer, Logan, and Wolko are the outfielders today. TJ McCants is giving the day off. 2-0 pitch from Cinnaboli, a chopper towards third, and Tanachi to his left pirouettes like a ballerina, and the play's made for out number three. It's a 1-2-3 inning for the lefty Justin Cinnaboldi as Antonacci at the hot corner with a smooth play, and he's going to get the third out here of this top of the first. We'll go to the bottom half. Antonacci, Wilco, and Makarevic, two up on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Ballers to bat at the bottom of the first inning. It's Sam Antonacci digging in to lead things off against the Fredericksburg Nationals righty Brian Romero. He is 6'1", 180 pounds, a righty from Maria La Baja, Dominican Republic. His first pitch of the night is up and away for ball one on Sam Antonacci, the third baseman. Wilco and Makarevic to follow here in this bottom of the first. 1-0 from Romero is sprayed down the line and left hooking foul, and the count is 1-1. The Fred Nats sat down in order with two punch outs and a ground out in the top of the first, so we go to the bottom half. Still scoreless and still offenseless here in Kannapolis as these two sides battle it out for a Carolina League championship. 1-1 is a little bit outside for ball two on Sam Antonacci. Ballers and Fred Nats duking it out here in this Carolina League matchup. 2-1 ground ball towards short. Seaver King will make the play, and on to first he goes for the out. Just like that, there's the first out of the game for Kannapolis. A 6-3 ground out for Antonacci, and George Wolko, the right fielder, digs in. Well, King George Wolko, number 7 overall prospect in the organization for the Chicago White Sox out of high school in Downers Grove, Illinois. Steps in for the Ballers, 6'7", 18-year-old bat. First pitch from Romero is low and inside on a breaking ball for ball one. Wind is blowing in from left field today. Kind of an overcast, dreary Sunday, but no rain in sight. 1-0, a swing and a miss, and the count is 1-1 now on George Wolko. Makarevic is the batter awaiting on deck for the Ballers. Bottom first, 1-1 count on Wolko. Romero will wind and fire. Pitches in the dirt, blocked by the catcher in Loma Vita, and the count is 2-1. Wolko, three hits this playoffs, a double, an RBI, a walk, and seven punch-outs for a Wolko. 2-1 is taken upstairs and away for ball three, and Wolko works to a favorable hitter's count at 3-1. Great crowd on hand for the first game in the Carolina League Championship. Two signs duking it out for a crown as Wolko chops the 3-1 a second. Played perfectly by Diaz. On to first he goes for the out. 4-3 on the ground out for Wolko. And now two outs on the board with nobody on for Alec Makarevic. Makarevic stands in, batting third in the order. Ronnie Hernandez batting cleanup. He's the DH. Jackson Appel, catcher, bats fifth. Drake Logan in center, bats sixth. Seventh is Ryan Burrows at short. First pitch, Makarevic loops this one foul down the right field line. It's nothing and one. Harold Perez, second baseman, stays in the order and bats eighth. Batting ninth for Kannapolis today is the left fielder Nathan Archer. Making his playoff debut today is Archer. And what a time to do it. Game one of this Carolina League Championship. 0-1 is upstairs for ball one on Makarevics. Brian Romero making his second start of the season against these Kannapolis Cannonballers. He tossed five shutout innings his first time against Kannapolis. It was here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-1 inside. It is 2-1 on AMAC. Romero, five shutout innings with one hit, one walk, and three punchouts as he'll work from the line 2-1. Swinging a high pop-up, shallow center. Seaver King, the shortstop, calls everyone off, has it in his eyes, and has it in his hands. Four out number three. 1-2-3 go down the ballers here in this bottom of the first, and that will send us into a break. We've seen six batters step to the plate in the game, and all six have been sat down in some form or fashion. So to the top of the second we go. Scoreless game, nobody has reached base yet, and we'll go to the top half of the second. Nats will bat. Pazell, Lomavita, and Pimentel do up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Four, five, six in the order for the Fredericksburg Nationals due up in this top of the second. It's Kevin Bazell, the DH, digging in. It's Lomavita and Pimentel to follow against the lefty Justin Sinibaldi, who has looked pretty sharp tonight. First pitch on the way in there for a called strike, and it's nothing and one on Kevin Bazell. Bazell is 2-for-6 this playoffs with 3 RBI. He takes a hack of the 0-1 and gets a piece of it, but it's foul tipped, and Sinibaldi is at nothing and two on Bazell. Lomavita and Pimentel to follow in this top of the second. Scoreless game. Neither side has reached base quite yet. 0-2 from Sinibaldi. A ground ball up the middle. Burrows can't range to it. It's into center. Base hit. And Kevin Bazell has his third hit of the playoffs. A leadoff single to start the second. One on, nobody out. And digging in is Caleb Lomavita. So Sinibaldi in his second inning of work. He's tossed three other games for Kannapolis. This is his first appearance in the playoffs, naturally. And he, before this, has appeared in three different games. All games he's appeared in, he's gone only three innings. So we'll see how long of a leash Patrick Leland has for him. His back in at first is safely is Bazell. A close play. As definitely a close effort from Sinibaldi. A snap throw over, but back in safely is Bazell. Lomavita taken by the Nationals out of Cal in the competitive balance round A here in 2024 as Sinibaldi is called for a balk here to start off the AB, and now Bazell will head up to second. Sinibaldi gets the balk called on him by the second base umpire Richie Arredondo, and we will see now a runner on second for Lomavita. So Lomavita digs in. Pimentel is on deck. Lomavita 0-for-7 in the playoffs with an RBI, a walk, and three punchouts. Long look at second for Sinibaldi. His first pitch to Lomavita finds the zone. It's nothing and one. So Sinibaldi now has to deal with a runner on in a scoring position nonetheless. in his second inning, already in a tight spot. 0-1 pitch to Loma Vita, sprayed down the line and left, hooking foul. And that'll end up in the seats for a Lockheed fan to have as a souvenir. Nothing and two on Loma Vita. 39th overall pick. The draft choice was given to Washington as a acquisition in the Hunter Harvey trade to the Kansas City Royals. Two hits, three runs, and an RBI in his pro debut against the Salem Red Sox back in August of last month. 0-2 is in the dirt, blocked by the catcher Jackson Appel. And the count stays put 1-2. Antonacci, Burrows, Perez, and Makarevic left to right in the infield, and Appel behind the dish for the lefty Justin Sinibaldi, who's one of many new draft picks added to this roster for the Chicago White Sox. Two runs over five hits with two punch-outs in his last outing as the 1-2 sails up and away on Loma Vita. The count is 2-2. Two balls and two strikes with the Carolina League leader in RBI, Pimentel, awaiting on deck. Top of the second, Ballers and Fred Nats are scoreless in game one of this Carolina League Championship Series. 2-2 on the way. Swinging a looping line drive and a right base hit. That gets into the gap. Rounding and scoring will be Bazell. Up to second goes Loma Vita. RBI double, and the Fred Nats have taken the first lead of the game. It's an RBI double for Bazell. Loma Vita with an RBI base hit. Bazell scores on the play, and Fredericksburg is on top by a score of 1-0. One on and nobody out for Brandon Pimentel. So Loma Vita with his second RBI of this series and first hit of the series. A line drive double puts the Fred Nats on top as Pimentel now digs in. He's 1-for-7 with two RBI. He led the league in RBI in the regular season. And this one squirts by Appel. A wild pitch from Sinibaldi, and it moves Loma Vita up. So now the Fred Nats certainly threatening. It's a runner on third with nobody out, and they already hold a 1-0 lead. This game is going to be a close one, that is for sure. Two top-level teams in the Carolina League. And Kannapolis already with their backs against the wall here, top of the second, as Fredericksburg is quickly putting together some offense. Infield plays in, 1-0 to Pimentel. He's ahead of a breaking ball, swings and misses, 1-1. Pimentel from UT Rio Grande Valley. Acquired as a free agent signee in 2023 by the Washington Nationals. April Player of the Month in the Carolina League. 1-1, a swing and a miss. 1-2 now as Sinibaldi working the breaking ball, and he gets the swing and miss action from Pimentel. 23 years of age is Pimentel. Excuse me, he's 24. 1-2 pitch on the way. Lefty-lefty matchup. Bring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. And Justin Sinibaldi has his third punch out of the day. There's out number one of the top of the second. Runner still at third. And digging in is Christian Vaquero. So three punch outs for Sinibaldi. And four outs recorded. And with one on here and one out, it's Vaquero digging in, the switch hitter. Pitch on the way from Sinibaldi, swinging a foul tip off the end of the bat from Vaquero. It's 0-1. Vaquero, one of multiple top-level prospects in the Carolina League roster for the Washington Nationals and the Fredericksburg Nationals. 0-1, your count with one out. Pitch on the way from the lefty is a breaking ball, just a touch outside for ball one on Vaquero. Vaquero is the number 23 overall prospect of the Nationals organization. 1-for-6 this playoffs with a walk and four strikeouts. Sinibaldi's 1-1. Ground ball to second, played by Perez. He'll look the runner off and on to first. He goes for the out. Smart heads up play from Geral Perez. Able to look the runner off, hold him at second base. And digging in with one on and two outs is Nate Ochoa. Well, these two sides played each other not too long ago. It was a wild series. Kannapolis did win three of the five games ended up being played, but Fredericksburg ended up with a 21-5 win in the final game that was played in that series. First pitch chopped to third. Antonacci bare hands a throw to first. And did it get him? No. Safe at first is Ochoa. It'll be an RBI single. And the Fred Nats have now jumped ahead 2-0. An RBI ground ball single has put Ochoa on at first. And the Fred Nats take a 2-0 lead. We will go now to one on and two outs. Time 9-hole batter Kelvin Diaz digging in. One on, two outs for Diaz. Ochoa reaches in his first at-bat of the playoffs. First pitch on the way. Diaz takes a breaking ball, 0-1. On at Justin Sinibaldi's opponent and Kelvin Diaz. Sinibaldi's pitch count not quite up there quite yet. He's at 30 pitches at the moment, 20 strikes. So one curveball breaks inside for ball one. 1-1 count on Diaz. Top of the order, Brenner Cox is awaiting on deck. Fredericksburg up to a 2-0 lead now here in the top of the second. Sinibaldi set 1-1, a snap throw to first and a tag applied, but Makarevich can't make the contact. And the count is 1-1. Ball and a strike on Diaz. Three punch outs, one for five with an RBI in this playoff action. 1-1 is inside and low. And the count is 2-1. This is a Fredericksburg Nationals team who has two runs now on three hits in this top of the second. They had only 10 hits in the entire series against the Carolina Mudcats as a team batted 172. As Diaz swings and gets a piece of it, it's 2-2 is on the foul ball. Again, the Fred Nats batted just 172 as a team against Carolina in two games. Still able to hold on and get the victory, though. Timely offense pays off more than an abundance sometimes. 2-2 on the way. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Four punch outs for Justin Sinibaldi as he'll leave the runner stranded at first for Diaz. And it's another punch out for the lefty, Sinibaldi. Four punch outs through two innings with the Fred Nats pick up the lead. It's 2-0. Bottom two we go. It'll be Ronnie Hernandez, Jackson Appel, Drake Logan due up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live. Bottom of the second, Fredericksburg up 2-0 here in the Carolina League Championship Series. Game one of a best-of-three action. Romero's first pitch to Ronnie Hernandez off the plate for ball one. Hernandez, Appel, and Drake Logan to bat. In this bottom of the second, Romero is at 14 pitches and 6 strikes. Hernandez fouls this one off, and the count is even at 1-1. 15 pitches and 7 strikes. Romero having a little trouble finding the zone early. He's been able to induce some ground ball action as well as a pop out. 1-1 is on the outside corner. And the count is 1-2 on Ronnie Hernandez. Fredericksburg leading 2-0, out hitting Kannapolis 3-0 here In the bottom of the second, 1-2 pitch is up and in for ball two. On to Ronnie Hernandez. 3-for-8 with an RBI, a walk, and 3 punch-outs. Uncharacteristically, 3 punch-outs and just 1 walk. A guy that usually gets a lot more in the free pass category. 2-2, a ground ball sharply foul down the line and right. It's 2-2. Fredericksburg striking first here in this game one of the Carolina League Championship action. On a Sunday evening, dominated, of course, by the NFL schedule, but a lot of fans showing up and showing out for this big-time action in the Carolina League. From the windup, Romero works, 2-2 pitch. Swinging a high pop-up down the left field line after a third baseman, Ochoa, and after it, can't make the catch against the netting, and it's still 2-2 on Aroni Hernandez. Appel and Logan to follow, of course, bottom two. It's Vaquero, Green, and Cox in the outfield. In the infield, it's Ochoa, King, Diaz, and Pimentel. Behind the dish is Loma Vita for Brian Romero. 0-2 in the regular season, a 5.52 ERA. 2-2 to Roney. Swung on and popped up again, basically same spot. Ochoa gives it a look, but it lands in the seats for a 2-2 count still. Hernandez working it to now a 8-pitch at-bat. He'll see the 8th pitch of his AB. Wind is blowing in hard from left field. Does not help the power bats today. Canapolis will have to play a little more emphasis on small ball. 2-2 lined into right. Cox will give it a chase, but he makes the grab on a jog for the first out. A hard F9 for Ronnie Hernandez. And there's out number one for Jackson Appel. So Appel digs in. 3-for-9 with a double and 3 walks in his 3 games against the Charleston River Dogs, a very different team than this Fredericksburg Nationals squad, as Appel gets the ground ball through and a right base hit. Canapolis is on the board, and Jackson Appel picks up the single to get things going for the Ballers offense. One on and one out now. Digging in is the righty bat of Drake Logan. Drake Logan, 3-for-12, all singles, 5 strikeouts, and he digs in as a fixture of this lineup for Patrick Leland. He's been a very serviceable piece of this offense since joining the team again back in the later portions of the month of April. One out, Romero sets. First pitch on the way to Drake. It's on the outside corner, 0-1. Again, a 4-person umpire crew. As always for this Carolina League playoffs, Michael Cross behind the dish, Jared Neal at first, Richie Redondo at second, and William Pascal is at third. Redondo and Cross at second and home are carryovers from the South Division first round. 0-1 swing and a miss. It's 1-0-2 now. Umpires at third and first, Pascal and Neal are carryovers from the North Division. They have seen Fredericksburg already in this playoff. So 2-2 to Logan is in the dirt, blocked by the catcher Loma Vita. The count is 0-2. As a unit over 2 games, the Fredericksburg Nationals striking out 26 Carolina Mudcats. Still no punch-outs on the board yet for Brian Romero. Sinibaldi with 4 through 2 innings. 1-2 count with one out. Pitch on the way from Romero. This one up and in for now ball two. Drake Logan has a 2-2 count. Burrows a shortstop awaiting on deck, bottom two. Fredericksburg up 2-0 in game one of the Carolina League Championship with Appel at first base. A rowdy crowd here in Canapolis. These two sides are duking it out. 2-2 pitch. Low and outside. Loma Vita has to duck and he makes the catch. 4-3. Canapolis winners in game one, losers in game two, but they come back and get the walk-off victory on Friday night to send the Ballers to the championship here today. 3-2, a check swing. Logan gets a piece of it, and it's fouled off for what is still a full count at 3-2. Full count, one out on Drake Logan, looking for his 4th hit of the playoffs here against Brian Romero. Career 1-4 record, a 3.94 ERA. Runner takes off, 3-2. A shattered bat, ground ball to third. Ochoa makes the play on to first, and Logan is called out at first on the play, but Appel gets up to second. productive ground out at that, but the bat does shatter into a million pieces in the infield. And with two outs and a runner on at second, it's Ryan Burrows. Good composure from Nate Ochoa at the hot corner to still make the play, having to duck and dodge the shattered bat from Drake Logan. The shards of bat all over the infield. As now Ryan Burrows digs in with one on in scoring position and two outs. Bottom two, Kannapolis with an opportunity here to get on the board. Ryan Burrows, definitely one of the stars of the first round of this playoffs. 3-for-11 with two doubles and a home run. He's got the most RBI of any baller at four through the three games. 0-1 now the count as he swings and misses for strike one. Your count with two outs. Ryan Burrows with four RBI, only four punch outs. 0-1 pitch. And the dirt and low blocked by Lomavita. The count 1-1 on to Ryan Burrows. Romero's been a little errant today. 31 pitches, 18 strikes. Certainly has found the zone later in this lineup. As Burrows digs in here, 1-1 and a 1-1 count. Romero winds and fires. Looping fly ball down the line and Ryan hooking towards foul ground, and it'll land in the seats. Heads up. And the count is 1-2 on Ryan Burrows. Fastball, sinker, slider, changeup for Ryan Romero, international free agent signee in 2021. Called up from the Complex League on the 26th of July. Mark Davis being promoted to Wilmington, leaving a spot open in Fredericksburg. 1-2 lifted foul. And the count still 1-2 on Ryan Burrows. Errol Perez waiting patiently on deck. Bottom two, it's 2-0 Fredericksburg. With Appel at second. Reached on a single, and then the move up on a ground ball from Drake Logan. 1-2 pitch. Burrows gets a piece of it, fouled off his foot. And the count stays put, 1-2. Kannapolis in the blue tops today. White pants, tricolor caps. Blue cap with a white panel, red brim, and the CV alternate logo on the front of the cap. Fred Nats, red tops. They read Fred Nats across the front in white with blue piping. Numbers are in blue with white piping on the front, and then white with blue piping on the back. Just to be extra special like that. 1-2 pitch. Low and outside, a close pitch, but Burrows with a sharp eye. It's 2-2. Gray pants for the Fred Nats with red socks. They're going with the blue caps, red brim with the Fredericksburg F script on the front of the cap. 2-2 count with two outs. Pitch on the way to Burrows. A weak tapper foul, and Burrows drawing a long AB here. Seventh pitch of the at-bat is a foul ball, so pitch number eight coming on the 2-2. Burrows, a 20-year-old from Panama City, Panama, certainly has been a welcome add to this team. He's got two home runs in a baller's uniform, one coming on Tuesday down in Charleston. 2-2. Swing and a miss on a fastball inside corner from Romero. And there's a strikeout for Ryan Burrows. First of the day for Romero. And that'll leave one stranded after two here for Kannapolis. Sinibaldi back in the bump, and we take a break and we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. One hit for the Ballers, but he's left stranded. So it'll be top of the order. Cox, Green, and King when we come back here in Kannapolis. Top of the order due up for the Fredericksburg Nationals. We're in the top of the third inning in game one of the Carolina League Championship Series. In a best of three showdown, a winner gets a ring and a championship. And the losers, well, they go home empty-handed. Top of the third, first pitch to Brenner Cox is low and outside for ball one on the Fred Nats right fielder. Green and King to follow. Top three, Justin Sinibaldi back of the bump. There is an arm tossing, though. For Kannapolis, it's Manuel Veloz. 1-0 breaking ball is inside from Sinibaldi. And it's 2-0 on Brenner Cox. Justin Sinibaldi drafted out of Rutgers, hailing from Bridgewater, New Jersey. Is Justin Sinibaldi. 2-0 inside corner, 2-1 on the leadoff batter, Brenner Cox. 4 seasons in his home state at Rutgers. Academic All-Big Ten honors twice. For Sinibaldi, 2-1 is low and outside for ball three on Brenner Cox. 12-6 record, a 4.14 ERA in his career with the Scarlet Knights. He struck out 163 in just under 200 innings. 3-1, a check swing, and he didn't go around on it, so it is a free pass issued. And Brenner Cox will reach base for the first time today. He gets a leadoff walk. One on now, and nobody out for Elijah Green. So Elijah Green stands in with nobody out and a runner on. Green struck out his first time up. He's only got 3 punch-outs through this series and through the playoffs. Time called a Pell out to talk to Sinibaldi, the lefty who was activated off of the development list today to make this start. And Manuel Veloz, the righty, tossing down the line for Kannapolis. Sinibaldi allowing 2 runs on 3 hits. Veloz out of the pen certainly will be a welcomed add to this bump for Kannapolis. Last time he faced the Fred Nats, he dominated. 4 shutout innings with 6 punch-outs for Veloz out of the pen. Nobody out, no runner on. It's Brenner Cox who has some speed. 1 stolen base this playoffs. First pitch to Green inside corner, 0-1. Elijah Green in center field, number 5 overall pick in 2022, number 21 overall prospect in the org for the Washington Nationals. 0-1 a snap on to first, and Cox is back in safely. Great crowd on hand to talk about it a little bit earlier today, but a fantastic crowd on hand to enjoy the Ballers and their pursuit for a championship as Green gets the 0-1 fouled off straight back, and it's 0-2. Seaver King, shortstop awaiting on deck. Fred Nats leading 2-0 early here in Kannapolis, top of the third. Sinibaldi on the bump for his third inning of work. He's allowed at least 1 run in all now 4 of his appearances in a Kannapolis uniform. Finished up the regular season with an 0-0 record of 5 ERA. Sinibaldi set on the bump, a long look in, pitch on the way, runner going, fastball up and away the plate, snap throw to second and back in safely is Brenner Cox at second, stolen base for the Fred Nats leadoff batter. Green has a 1-2 count of the plate, and now the Fred Nats with another runner in scoring position, Elijah Green, we're going to drive him in. Green a power threat, that is for sure, known for his prowess of power and speed. Drafted 5th overall by the Nats in 2022. 1-2, a swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. And Justin Sinibaldi has 5 punch-outs now through 2 1/3. And with 1 out, Seaver King's going to dig in. But Sinibaldi is stepping back to the bump as Pat Leland starting to think about it. Up the stairs he goes, and out to the field he goes. And that'll be the end of the day for the lefty, Justin Sinibaldi. Manuel Veloz is going to take over on the pen. And we'll see a new arm and take over for the Ballers when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Manuel Veloz takes the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. First baller out of the pen. It is Veloz. Line drive past the second baseman Perez into center fair, a base hit. Seaver King is getting on base for the first time today. A line drive single. And now runners on the corners for the Fred Nats. One out. Kevin Bazell due up. Well, Manuel Veloz is suddenly allowed one more hit than he allowed in his first appearance against the Fredericksburg Nationals. That was back on August the 29th. It was actually same game that Romero had started for the Fred Nats in that series. King on with a single. Up to third goes the lead runner, Brenner Cox. Bazell digs in. Veloz on the bump. 6 foot two, a 240-pound 23-year-old from San Carlos, Venezuela. As Bazell skies the first pitch in a right and won't go over. Makes the catch. Throw in home. A good throw at that, but it's offline just a touch. And the Fred Nats have jumped ahead to a 3-0 lead now. Scoring is Cox. And King stays put at first. It's a sac fly for Bazell on the F9. Now two outs in the inning. And digging in is Caleb Lomavita. So final line for Justin Sinibaldi. He'll go two and a third, three runs on three hits with a walk and five punchouts. His velos seem to be a little lower than normal as for the lefty. So Veloz takes over. First pitch is high to Lomavita. Snap throw to second, and gunned out is Seaver King at second base on the caught stealing. It's a 2-4, and that's the third out of the inning. So Lomavita will step back into the plate in the fourth. But the inning is cut short thanks to a nice arm behind the dish from Jackson Appel. Bottom three we go. Romero back to the bump, but we come back with the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. It'll be Perez, Archer, and Antonacci two up when we come back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Nine-1 due up on the order. Harold Perez, Nathan Archer, and Sam Antonacci due up against Brian Romero. First pitch is a fastball, lower part of the zone for a nothing and one count of the second baseman, Harold Perez. Bottom third, Fred Nats up 3-0, out hitting Kannapolis 4-1. First pitch is a strike to Perez. Second pitch is low and inside for ball one on the second baseman, Harold Perez. Day off on a game one down in Charleston. here against the Fred Nats. He steps in and gets the first game start. 2-for-8 in the series against the River Dogs with 3 punch-outs. Is Harold Perez able to get on base a couple of times? This here for the Ballers. 1-2 from Romero to Perez. A swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. And Harold Perez down on strikes for the out. Second punch out of the day for Romero. And now with one out, it's Nathan Archer. So Archer bats. With one out and nobody on base, first at-bat of the playoffs for Archer. First pitch is well low for ball one on the Ballers left fielder, Nathan Archer. 6 foot, 175 lefty bat, 21 years of age, a 12th rounder out of LaGrange, Ohio, is Nathan Archer. 1-0 is outside, 2-0 your count on Archer, the left fielder. Getting the start today over T.J. McCants. Archer played 53 games for Bowling Green in 2024. Set program records for the season in a single game in at-bats. So a guy that got a lot of playing time. He's got a 3-0 count. Archer with a lot of speed. He's in the 9 spot for a reason. He's got a 3-0 count now against Romero. Romero from the line, 3-0 pitch. Archer takes a breaking ball low and in the zone for a strike one. Only Carolina League game going on today, of course. Other games going on in the same level of competition. This one smoked down the line and left base hit. And into left that one goes. Vaquero picks it up and flips it in quickly. But a one-out single for Nathan Archer. 1-for-1 in the playoffs now. And Antonacci's going to dig in with one on, one out. Antonacci will stand in with one on and one out. First time up, a ground out to the shortstop, Seaver King. Romero, a snap throw over to first. Archer is back in safely, and the count is still fresh. One down, Antonacci digs in. 5 hits in the 3 games against the Charleston River Dogs. Still batting 300 in the playoffs. First pitch is outside for ball one on Antonacci. Fifth rounder out of Coastal Carolina is Antonacci, defending Carolina League Player of the Week. He won it in the regular season finale, did Antonacci, with a standout performance up in Salem. Romero said 1-0 pitch delivered is a low fastball called a strike at 94. It's 1-1. Wolko, the batter on deck, bottom third, 1-1. Count on Antonacci, one down, 3-0 Fredericksburg leading. Here over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 1-1 is outside. Lomavita makes the snag, and it's 2-1. Antonacci with 5 hits. Most of any baller in the playoffs up to this point. Ballers have 2 hits, 1 from Appel and 1 from Archer. He's at first. 2-1 on the way. In the dirt for a ball three, and Romero starting to lose some of that feel for the zone. He's definitely offering some higher counts. It's 3-1. Bullpen cold for the Fred Nats. 50 pitches, 29 strikes for Brian Romero, who has seemingly had a little bit less of a feel for the zone. 3-1 into Antonacci, grounds this one foul, and the count stays now full at 3-2. And this is the final game to be played at Atrium Health Ballpark this season for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. They will not have another game here at home. They will bus up to Fredericksburg tomorrow, play game 2 at Virginia Credit Union Stadium on Tuesday night, 7 o'clock first pitch, and then game 3 if necessary. Diving back in is Archer, and he's back in safely over at first, down a snap throw from Romero. Another snap over to first for Romero. He's used both of his 2. So now it's do or die if he goes back over to first. 3-2, Archer takes off. Pitch is low at the plate, ball 4. And Kannapolis now is going to have 2 runners on base. Archer will reach on the free pass to Antonacci. 2 on now and 1 out. Digging in is the right fielder, George Wilco. Wolko, a ground out to Diaz at second, his first time up. A little chopper ground out. King George Wolko will bat. And here comes Justin Lord, the pitching coach for the Fredericksburg Nationals, to come talk to Brian Romero. Romero allowed 5 runs in his only appearance in the month of September. 4 innings, 6 hits, 5 runs, 3 of those were earned, 2 walks and 3 punch-outs. He had a brutal month of August, 5.33 ERA. In 25 and a third innings, he gave up 18 runs, 26 hits, so over a hit an inning for Brian Romero. He's in a tight spot here. Tying run steps to the plate. It's George Wolko. Wolko 0-for-1, looking for his 4th hit of the playoffs. Archer is at second base. Tanachi's at first. A lot of speed in the base paths should Wolko put a ball in play. Romero works from the stretch. Wolko digs in. First pitch is offered. In the side and low, 4-1 and a breaking ball. And Fredericksburg's bullpen still cold. Romero, in his last 5 pitches, has offered 4 balls and 1 strike. Great crowd on hand, offering some noise. 1-0 pitch. Wolko lines it in the center, base hit. Archer up to third, will be given a stop sign. Throw in from Elijah Green is cut off by Pimentel, but Wolko on is the 3rd runner of this inning, and now bases are chock full of ballers with 1 out for AMAC, Alec Makarevics. So Romero has surrendered 2 hits and a walk, and it's loaded the bases for Kannapolis. Off the bat for George, 101 up the middle. 101 mile an hour exit velocity from the 6'7", 18-year-old. And Alec Makarevics is gonna dig in with bases loaded and 1 out. And there goes an arm to start tossing in the bullpen for the Fred Nats. It's Angel Roman. First pitch to AMAC, ground ball to first. Headed for first is Pimentel. He will step on the bag at first for the out, and the runner will score. The ballers are on the board at the bottom of the third as Archer crosses the plate. AMAC with the RBI ground out. Up to second goes Antonacci. Wolko to third, and now digging in is the man who puts the balls in play. It's Ronnie Hernandez. So a 3-U for AMAC is the second out, but the RBI is offered, and Kannapolis is on the board. This bottom of the third inning. Crowd getting rowdy for the lefty batter, Ronnie Hernandez. 0-for-1 of the flyout, his first time up. First pitch, line drive, ground ball, pass King in a left base hit. Antonacci scores. Here comes Wolko. Throw from left, play at the plate. He is out. Wolko doesn't like the call. He's going to offer his thoughts as he's tagged out at home, and the ballers are robbed on a throw in from Vaquero in left. And it's 3-2, your score, inning over. We'll head to the top of the fourth. Pat Leland not a fan of the call, and we will go to the fourth. Ballers trail by a run. It is 3-2. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Well, the ballers are on the board. Top of the fourth inning we go. Fred Nats lead 3-2. Kannapolis putting up a pair of runs. An RBI ground out from Alec Makarevic's. RBI single for Roni Hernandez. Drives in one run of the two on base. And Lomavita steps in for the Fred Nats. First pitch fouled off. Nothing and one. Lomavita, Pimentel, and Vaquero do up. Top four, Fred Nats lead 3-2 in game one of this Carolina League Championship Series. 0-1 is lifted into center by Lomavita. Logan backtracks it on a jog, makes the catch for the out. F8 for the first out, and now digging in is Brandon Pimentel. Pimentel 0-for-1 of the strikeout looking. That was against Sinibaldi. Veloz has now faced three batters. He's allowed one single, a sack fly. And they fly out for the Fred Nats. Last time out against Fredericksburg, he had a masterful performance. Four shutout innings with one walk and six punchouts as Pimentel hacks first pitch, lifted foul, and the count is nothing and one. Roni Hernandez's RBI single scores Antonacci from third. Wolko goes around from second and is put out on a throw in from Vaquero in left. 0-1 is low and outside for ball one. On Brandon Pimentel. Follows from the wide, 1-1 pitch is low and inside for ball two on Brandon Pimentel, first baseman. 1-4-8 with three punch outs, two RBI. Two balls and a strike. Follows from the wide, pitch on the way. Swinging a weak tapper foul, two balls and two strikes now on Brandon Pimentel, first baseman. Annapolis winning two of the three games against Charleston. Moving on to the Carolina League Championship. Fred Nats with a clean sweep. 2-0 over the Carolina Mudcats. Pimentel hits this one off the shoulder of Veloz. And Burrows makes the play. It's a called out play as it hits off of Veloz in the air. And then Burrows makes the catch. Veloz is going to be checked on, of course, by Patrick Leland and Sharon Yohm. Don't know if it hit him in the head or the shoulder. Nonetheless, is Veloz is going to go get checked on here. He's in some discomfort. Sharon Yohm out to check on him. As it hit him in the shoulder, it did not hit him in the head. If it hit him in the head, he probably would have just crumpled down to the ground. If he was hit in the right shoulder, that is his throwing arm, and that would present a little bit of difficulty. We'll see if Veloz is okay, as Kannapolis will now have to evaluate and see if Veloz is all right to stay in the game. Looks like he's going to get a warm-up pitch. As Pat Leland and Sharon Yohm will keep a close eye on him. Christian Vaquero, the batter, due up. It's technically an L1-6 in the scorebook. Technically an L6. L1-6. It's weird how they score that, of course, but it did deflect off of Veloz, so it has to be scored as an L1-6. It's not an L16 as it deflects off of the pitcher, and then Burrows caught it in short. Two outs, Vaquero digs in. Nobody on base for the Fred Nats. Hits are four apiece here in game one of this Carolina League Championship Series. Veloz winds and fires to Vaquero. Lifted into center field. Wind blasting in. So under it will be Archer from left as it's given a ride. And catch made for out number three. 1-2-3 up and down go the Fred Nats. Just like a roller coaster. It's up, down, up, down. Oh, like a good Morgan Wallen song, too. We'll go to the bottom four. 3-2, Fredericksburg on top, but Kannapolis has momentum. It'll be Appel, Logan, and Burrows when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Jackson Appel leads it off, bottom four. First pitch, weekly ground ball back up to Romero on the bump. He'll easily take it over and flip to first for the out. A 1-3 ground out for Jackson Appel. He is now 1-for-2 today. And Drake Logan digs in. One out and nobody on base. Drake Logan 0-for-1 with a ground out in his first AB. That was the third base, so Ochoa made the play. Ballers trail by one. It's 3-2 here in Kannapolis in game one of the championship series as Logan pops this one up on the right side of the infield, drifting out into shallow right after a Diaz, and on a little leap makes the catch for the out. A P4 for Drake Logan. Two pitches and two outs recorded. Ryan Burrows digs in with nobody on base and two outs. Burrows 0-for-1 with a strikeout today against Romero. From the line, first pitch delivered. Burrows takes low and outside for ball one. Errol Perez is on deck. Burrows and Perez, the only two batters that Romero has struck out today. Wind blowing now out to left field. 1-0 is up and away for ball two. Sun starting to peek in from the clouds here in Kannapolis. We're approaching 6:45 here on the East Coast. 2-0 pitch. Burrows swings, lifted into right. After it, towards the line, Cox, given a ride by the wind. And deep in the corner, Brenner Cox makes the catch for out number three. Very quick, bottom four. 1-2-3 go the ballers. F9 for Burrows. And Brian Romero now through four innings of work. To the fifth we go. Velo's back to the bump, but we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. 3-2, Fred Nat's lead in game one of the Carolina League Championship.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Eight-nine-one, due up for the Fred Nats. It's Nate Ochoa leading it off. Kelvin Diaz, Brenner Cox to follow here. Top of the fifth, Fredericksburg up 3-2 here over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Manuel Veloz back for another inning work. First pitch is up and away for ball one to Nate Ochoa. Veloz has seen five batters in total. He sat down four in a row as Ochoa cracks the 1-0 in the center. Backtracking Drake Logan on the run. Nicks the catch deep in the gap for out number one. A long run for Draco, but he makes the catch for out number one. And just like that, Veloz has sat down five batters in a row. One out and digging in is Kelvin Diaz. Diaz 0-for-1 of the strikeout. He was one of the punch-out victims of Justin Sinibaldi. No punch-outs yet for Veloz, as Kannapolis is getting a little more stability out of Veloz today than they had earlier on in Sinibaldi. First pitch offered to Diaz. It's up and in and out of the mid of Jackson Appel. The count is 1-0. Diaz showing a bunt and pulling it back as Appel can't hold on to it cleanly. 1-0 your count on Diaz as Veloz winds and fires. 1-0 pitch is on the outside corner. 1-1 on a Kelvin Diaz. Brenner Cox awaiting on deck. Wind blowing in from left pretty consistently today. does not favor the righty bats. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball, and Diaz goes chasing. 1-2. Diaz 1-for-6 with 4 punch outs in the playoffs. 0-for-1 today against the Ballers pitching staff. Sinibaldi and Al Veloz. Game 2 should be a fun one. Veloz quick pitches on the 1-2. Ground ball foul. Still 1-2. On the 9-0 batter, Diaz. Tanner McDougal will get the start for Kannapolis on a Tuesday in Fredericksburg against Alex Clemmie, the lefty, where the Ballers have seen a total this year of 4 times already. Veloz will set, looking in for the signs. A 1-2 count on Diaz. Pitch delivered. Swinging a weak ground ball to short. Burrows charges in. Can't make a clean play on it. In the infield, it'll be an E6 on Ryan Burrows. First error of the day and of the series and of the playoffs for Kannapolis. No errors on the board yet for the Ballers until this point. Burrows with the E6 allows Diaz to reach. One on, one out, and digging in is Brenner Cox. So the error awarded to Burrows, kind of a weaker hit ground ball, but Burrows just has it kick off in the heel of his glove. And it's one on, one out for Cox, who walked and struck out earlier in this game today. Snap throw over, Diaz back in safely before the first pitch to Cox. Elsewhere, the single-A level of baseball. No other games in the Carolina League. It's the first game of the California League Championship. They're in the top of the ninth already there. Oh no, it is a swing and a miss for strike one on a Brenner Cox. Top nine, the Lake Elsinore Storm winning over the Modesto Nuts 8-7 in the top of the ninth. Palm Beach and Lakeland in the Florida State League. Bottom six there. The Cardinals lead the Flying Tigers 6-5 as Cox bloops the 0-1 in the center. Base hit. Diaz will turn ahead for third. Logan's throw into third is offline. Antonacci dives and makes the stop as Brenner Cox has a single. He's on base for the second time today. Diaz is at third now, and digging in is Elijah Green. Runners on the corners and one out. So runners on the corners and one down. Blake Hickman out to talk to Manuel Veloz, who has seen his day come a little tougher here in this fifth inning. An error for Burrows and now a single from Cox have made things a little tougher for Veloz, who has otherwise looked pretty smooth. No punch outs yet for Veloz. That's Hickman out to talk to the righty Manuel Veloz, who has been with Kannapolis for a couple of years now. He's pitched in parts of 2022 and 2023. Career, a 12-3 record with the Ballers, a 3.24 ERA entering this year. In the regular season, 2-1 with a 2.95 ERA for Manuel Veloz. Mainly one of the guys used in a piggyback scenario, not quite a starting pitcher, but not really a relief pitcher, kind of a long relief guy, is Manuel Veloz. Elijah Green will stand in. 0-for-2 with a pair of punch-outs today is Elijah Green. Runners on the corners with one down. Veloz a stretch and the pitch is up and in. Elijah Green. The count is 1-0. Ballers trail by one. It's 3-2. Very attainable comeback for Kannapolis in game one of this championship series. Again, first game is ever so important, as evidenced from the win in Tuesday in Charleston. 1-0 lifted high and foul. And the count 1-1 on Elijah Green. Game one, a valuable game, of course. You want to get off to a good start and not have yourself with your backs against the wall for game two. 1-1, Veloz's pitch is a check swing, weakly put in play. Appel will hold the runner at third. A snap throw to first is in time for the out. Green is called out on the now 2-3 put out for out number two. Up to second, though, goes Cox. Staying at third is Diaz. And now 2-1 in scoring position and two outs for Seaver King. Seaver King 1-for-2, a single in the third inning and a ground out in the first. As Kannapolis definitely doesn't want to face too many more of this guy, Seaver King, a number 5 overall prospect in the organization for the Nationals. Two outs, two on. First pitch from Veloz. A swing and a sharp ground ball and a third base hit. Scoring Diaz, routing it at home is Cox. Throw comes in from left, and it's a two RBI single for Seaver King. And the Fredericksburg Nationals have jumped back out ahead by three. It is 5-2 in the top of the fifth with two outs. And digging in is Kevin Bazell. Seaver King, a two RBI single. He's now got a multi-hit game. He's at four RBI in the playoffs. And standing in is Bazell, who has reached on a single and a sac fly in today's game. Two outs, first pitch is a little outside for ball one. Seaver King with a multi-hit game. One of the top prospects in the Nats organization, showing off why. Six hits, five runs. Lowe's his quick pitch on the 1-0, a foul tip straight back, 1-1. Annapolis now trailing by three again. Last time they entered an inning trailing by three, they were able to put two up on the board. That was in the bottom of the third. Lowe's said 1-1 pitch. Outside corner for strike two, 1-2 count on Kevin Bazell. There is a lefty up tossing down the line for the Fred Nats. To be Merritt Beaker, who is tossing for the Nationals. 1-2, just outside to Bazell, and the count is 2-2. Beaker did pitch once in the series against Kannapolis here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Two innings, three runs on two hits for Beaker. 2-2. Lifted into center, coming in Drake Logan. It'll fall in front of him, base hit, inning continues. King up to second, Bazell has a multi-hit game now. He's got a base knock, and the Nationals picking up some offense here from their meat of the order. It's 2-1 and 2 out for Kevin Bazell. Excuse me, for Caleb Lomavita. So Lomavita stands in. He's had two hard hit balls in a center field. One was an RBI double. One was a fly out to Drake Logan. Two outs, first pitch catches the corner for strike one. Count is nothing and one on Lomavita. 83 miles an hour from Veloz. Caught the corner on the inside for Lomavita. A one pitch. So we're going to weakly ground hit ball towards first, and Makarevich will field. Veloz, a foot race won by Veloz at first base, a 3-1 put out. And that's why you do PFBs in spring training and throughout the season. Veloz fields his position. It's a 3-1 ground out to end the inning, and the Fred Nats strand two. But they also pick up two runs on now a couple of base hits, seven in total. One error in the inning for Kannapolis, as 5-2 is your score. Romero back to the bump against Perez, Archer, and Antonacci on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Harold Perez leads it off, bottom of the fifth inning. Brian Romero still on the bump. First pitch is on the inside corner to Perez. Nothing and one. On the ball, their second baseman, Archer and Antonacci to follow. Bottom five, and the Fred Nats lead 5-2. Perez takes on the outside portion to the plate. One and one now, your count. Perez, Archer, and Antonacci do up. Bottom five, Fred Nats lead 5-2. Perez digs in, first pitch shows a strike. This one grounded up the middle, base hit. And Perez is on base for the first time in this game. He's now got his third hit of the playoffs. One on and nobody out. And continuing the offense will hopefully be Nathan Archer. Archer one for one of the single earlier in this game. That was back in the third inning when Kannapolis able to put a rally together. Made things interesting here. Ballers trail by three. Tying run is on deck here. It's Antonacci. Good lead at first for Perez. Romero's pitch. Archer shows, but pulls it back, and it gets by Lomavita. Up to second goes Perez on the wild pitch from the arm in Brian Romero. And now it's one on second with nobody out. Kannapolis and Fredericksburg are in the bottom of the fifth. Ballers starting to rally for a little bit of offense here, bottom five. Moving the runner up to second does help a touch as it does thwart the double play effort for the Fred Nats in the infield. 1-0 to Archer. Swinging a hard line drive foul on the count is 1-1. Archer hitting the ball pretty hard as of late. In the regular season, finished up his season with a 1 for a couple of hits, 16 hits, 208. Last two games played in, he had reached base for Kannapolis. 1-1 of the way, swinging a sharp ground ball to second. Diaz to his right, fields on to first, and the speedy Archer is sat down. But up to third goes Harold Perez in the heads-up play. 4-3 in the ground now, one down now. Top of the order is Sam Antonacci. So Antonacci is going to stand in, and that'll do it for Brian Romero. Arm will come in out of the pen. It is the lefty Merritt Beaker who will enter instead of Romero facing the Ballers for a third time through the order. It'll be Beaker digging in and taking over on the bump for the Fred Nats when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Well, the Fredericksburg Nationals have turned things over to the bullpen for the first time in this series. 6'2", 200-pound lefty, 22 years of age. It's Merritt Beaker, 11th-round pick in 2024 out of Ball State. Born in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, he spent his first couple of years of college ball at ECU. Antonacci will dig in with one out in the inning and a runner on third. Beaker will set first pitch to the lefty Antonacci off the plate for ball one. A strategic move from Jake Lowry and the Fred Nats to bring in a lefty out of the bullpen to face off against this top of the order. Antonacci, Wolko, Makarevic, Hernandez, and Appel are all either switch hitters or lefties. 1-0 is up and into Antonacci. The count is two balls and no strikes. Beaker finished up his regular season on a three-inning scoreless streak through two games. Three hits with four punch-outs, not allowing any base runners in the last couple of games. This one finds the zone in the 2-0, now 2-1 on Antonacci. Last time he faced Kannapolis, well, it was a rough one. Two innings, three runs on two hits, three walks, and two punch-outs. Kannapolis able to pick up the win in that 2-1 is low and outside. For now, a 3-1 count. Antonacci looking to get on base for the second time in this game. Antonacci 5-for-15 of the dish. He's got two walks in the series, trying to make it three here. 3-1 count. Perez is at third. 3-1 on the way. Low and outside, ball four. Kannapolis picks up another base runner. A walk issued to Sam Antonacci. And now with one out and a runner at first, it's George Wolko. Wolko stands in, looking to do some damage against Beaker. A lefty-lefty matchup. Wolko doesn't hit lefties very well. First pitch on the way, a swing and a miss on a changeup. It's nothing and one. Beaker with the breaking ball starts off Wolko's AB. Wolko 1-for-2 today with a single and a ground out. Packed house here in Kannapolis for game one of the Carolina League Championship. 0-1, a snap throw to first. Antonacci back in safely. Perez is at third. Antonacci's at first. Single and a walk, respectively, putting them on base. So one from Beaker to Wolko, up and in. Almost hits Wolko. Pretty hard to do, being 6-7, and it's 1-1. If you almost hit Wolko upstairs in the head or the shoulder area, it's pretty high. Being 6-7 and a lefty bat. 1-1 on the way is outside for ball two. And Wolko drawing a little patient approach here, and it's helping matters against this lefty, Merritt Beaker. The bullpen is cold for the Fred Nats. Ballers have an arm tossing. It's Connor E. Peters. 2-1 from Beaker. Swinging a high fly ball in the right field. This one drifting, and it will fall in the gap. Base hit. Perez is going to score. Antonacci being waved home. Wolko's going to coast in to second. Headed for home is Antonacci. The sliding save. Sam Antonacci scores under the tag from the catcher Lomavita. And it's a two RBI double for George Wolko. And the Ballers are back in business. The tie runs at second. Alec Makarevic will dig in with one on and one out. The throw was well in time, but going under the tag from Lomavita is Sam Antonacci. And he ducks and dodges and gets out of the way. And Makarevic digs in with a chance to knot this game in the bottom of the fifth inning. One out, first pitch to Amack. Ground ball to short. Seaver King will field. He'll throw on to first, and it's a stretch at first from Pimentel, but he makes the grab for the out. 6-3 on the ground out for Makarevic. There's out number two. Up to third go those Wolko, and now the tying run 90 feet away with Rony Hernandez digging in. The crowd's getting rowdy here in Kannapolis, and they sense the urgency from this Ballers offense. They would like to see a base knock here from Rony, which would make things oh so interesting. Beaker stands in, first pitch to Rony. Swinging out, hit chopper up the middle. Diaz is going to get there. Caught off by King, a slide into first, and he's out. Hernandez just unable to get to first base. Sliding in and home was Wolko, but no play over there, and the Ballers will still trail by one. Diaz just able to get over there in time on the 4-3 ground out. Rony Hernandez is called out, so the Ballers will trail by one, but they get another pair of runs in the bottom of the fifth, and with a one-run deficit, it's Connor E. Peters taking over on the bump, and we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Thank you. Brandon Pimentel is going to dig in to start things off here in the top of the sixth inning. It'll be Pimentel, Vaquero, and Nate Ochoa digging in to face off against Connery Peters. New arm of the bump for Kannapolis, 6'6", 240-pound, 24-year-old. Spent 3 years in Wichita State and then went to UT Arlington. Pimentel lifts the first pitch he sees in a Ryan Wolko trailing towards the line. And one pitch, one out. Pimentel down. He's now 0-4-3 on after the F9 to start off the top of the sixth. Nobody on base, one down, and it's Christian Vaquero. So Connery Peters on as the next arm out of the pen. 6'6", Ronnie has appeared once in these playoffs. He did appear on Thursday in the eighth inning, gave up one run on one hit against the Charleston Riverdogs. First pitch finds the zone for Vaquero. It is nothing and one. Peters has allowed runs in three of his last four outings. But again, he has faced Fredericksburg a couple of times here in this season, and he's looked sharp. 1-1 your count as Vaquero launches that one sail a little low. New arm warming for Fredericksburg as well. It's Robert Kranz as Vaquero swings and misses 1-1. It is 1-2 on the left fielder, Vaquero. Righty Robert Kranz now tossing for the Fred Nats, as well as another arm looks like. It is Johan Otanes. 1-2 is upstairs. For now, a 2-2 count. Connery Peters on the bump. 0-2 is Vaquero. Peters in the regular season, 2-1, a 4.75 ERA. 2-2 on the way. Swung on, lifted into right. Wolko under it will fight off the twilight skies and make the catch for the out. Out number two is recorded. Two flyouts into right for the pitcher, Connery Peters. Two outs, and digging in is Nate Ochoa. Ochoa stands in with two outs, nobody on base. Peters winds and fires. First pitch is up and in for ball one. Peters faced off against these Fred Nats twice here in this ballpark. 2 2/3 in his last time against the Fred Nats. One run on three hits with no walks and three punch-outs. As looks like there is something going on down the left field line. Looks like it's potentially the door open to the ground shop down the left field line. Looks like it is closed and we're good to keep playing baseball. Now an arm tossing for Kannapolis. Lefty Nick Pinto. Getting loose for the ballers. He did pitch on Tuesday in just 1 1/3 and looked sharp. 1-0 pitch. Finds the outside corner, and it's 1-1 on Nate Ochoa. Ochoa 1-for-2, an RBI single back in the second. It's been a fun game tonight. 5-4, Fred Nats over the ballers. 1-1, fouled off. Again, a piece of it, and is a sharp foul ball at 95, 1-2. Peters pitched in 7 games with Kannapolis last season. This year has been a fixture of the bullpen for Patrick Leland. 1-2 pitch on the way to Ochoa. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out, and Connery Peters gets 3 up and 3 down. 2 flyouts and a strikeout of Ochoa. They get 1-2-3 in the top of the sixth, and the ballers will look to continue their momentum from the fifth. And bat in the bottom of the sixth. Beaker back in the bump. It'll be Appel, Logan, and Burrows on the Ballers Baseball Network. And Bally Live, 5-4 your score. Fredericksburg on top. Well, Jackson Appel's got to turn around and bat right-handed here against the lefty Merritt Beaker as the first pitch delivered bottom six, low and inside for ball one on Jackson Appel. Appel has hit lefties very well. He's got one home run and three RBI. It is Drake Logan and Ryan Burrows after that. As Beaker delivers, Appel swings on the 1-0, lifted into right. Trailing after it is Cox, and under it makes the catch for the out. There's the first out of this bottom of the sixth. Brennats do lead 5-4. Appel flies out. He's now 1-4-3. One down, Drake Logan digs in. With nobody on base here in the bottom of the sixth and one down. Well, if you read the scouting reports, Drake Logan, not a guy you want to face if you're a lefty pitcher. Lefties are pitching and allowing Drake Logan to hit 310. And Logan steps to the plate against a lefty. This one fouled off, and the count is nothing and one. Logan on the series is 3-for-12 entering today, and then 0-for-2 in the action just a couple of days prior. 0-1 pitch from Beaker. This one weakly tapped foul, and the count is 0-2 very quickly on Drake Logan. Wind blowing in from left. It's a breezy night here in Kannapolis. 0-2 from the line. Beaker works. Pitch delivered. Logan swings and misses. Upstairs fastball for strike three. Beaker picks up his first punch out. He's faced six batters and finally has his first strikeout. Two outs to now Ryan Burrows digs in. With two outs, nobody on base. Kannapolis trailing by a run. And they have one less hit than the Fredericksburg Nationals. Beaker works from the line. First pitch to Burrows is low for ball one. When you combine the Knights for Appel, Logan, and Burrows, they are a combined at the moment 1-for-8. 1-0 pitch. Burrows swings a hard looper into left center. That'll fall base hit. Brian Burrows will continue the inning. A two-out single reaches the outfield. Burrows on base for the first time today. A two-out base hit. And now one on two outs. And digging in is Harold Perez. Rainbow off in the distance in center field above the batter's eye here in Kannapolis. A beautiful night for baseball, and even more of a nice touch. Just sets the vibes all around here on this Sunday night. First pitch to Harold Perez. Low one inside for ball one on Harold Perez. Game one of the Carolina League Championship. First time Kannapolis has been to the finals since 2017. And the 1-0 is on the inside corner. Harold Perez has a 1-1 count. Ballers have not won a championship since 2005. That was when they took down the Hagerstown Suns in four games. That was a best of five series. 1-1 is fouled off by Perez. It's 1-2. Righty tossing down the line for the Frednats. Burrows is at first. He has some speed. Lefty-righty matchup. Perez at the dish. 1-2, and Beaker a snap throw to first. Back in safely is Ryan Burrows. Perez hitting 2-11 against the lefties. Crowd is getting rowdy here in Kannapolis. It's what we love to hear. Final game at Atrium Health Ballpark of this season. For the Cannonballers, 1-2 to Perez. Is swung on, lifted in the shallow left center. Backtracking Seaver King, the wind giving it a ride. And after it, Elijah Green in center. He makes the catch for the out. Green able to come in and save the day. It's an F8 for Harold Perez. That'll strand one runner for the Ballers. And now digging in for the Frednats. Top seven we go back. Third of baseball. Connery Peters on. It'll be Diaz, Cox, and Green. We return on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Kelvin Diaz leads it off of the Fredericksburg Nationals. He reached on an error his last time up because Diaz stands in. He reached on an error against Ryan Burrows, who had the error at short. It'll be Cox and Green to follow in this top of the seventh. Connery Peters still on the bump. And this Sunday evening showdown, first pitch low and away for ball one on Diaz. Cox and Green to follow here. Top seven, Fred Nats lead 5-4. Diaz smokes this one in the left, base hit. And the Fred Nats start the inning off in the seventh with a base knock. One in the left for Diaz. And now standing in, one on, nobody out, is the top of the order, Brenner Cox. Again, Riney continuing to toss for the Fred Nats is Robert Kranz. It's Nick Pinto tossing for the ballers as time called. And here comes Patrick Leland. That'll be the end of the day for Connery Peters as they'll turn things over in the bullpen to now Nick Pinto, who takes over in relief of Peters. We are going to take a break and be right back here with the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. Cox will face off in a lefty-lefty showdown against Nick Pinto. Nick Pinto on to eat some innings. The former anteater of UC Irvine is Nick Pinto. 6 foot, 185-pound, 24-year-old, 19th rounder out of Costa de Casa, California in 2024 by the Chicago White Sox. Nick Pinto on in his third appearance in a Ballers uniform. First pitch on the way to Cox is a fastball in there for a called strike. Nothing and one. Nick Pinto spending five seasons at UC Irvine in the Big West. He had a career 26-16 record, did Pinto. He pitched an inning and a third of shutout baseball in Charleston on Tuesday, and he's starting out today in the beautiful couple of pitches. Nothing and two the count on Brenner Cox. Elijah Green is on deck. Top seven, Fredericksburg leads by one. McAnapolis has put together a pair of two-run innings. Here in Canapolis, top of the seventh, Pinto on to just kind of eat some innings. This is the former anteater. D Diaz at first. Cox today is reaching a single and a walk as this one squirts by Appel. To the backstop it goes. Diaz is going to break for third and hold up at second as he does try to go two bases but ultimately decides otherwise. Wild pitch for Nick Pinto moves the runner up. And Cox now is a 1-2 count. Cox a strikeout, a walk, and a single, a stolen base as well. It is 3-4-10 in the leadoff spot. 1-2, swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out as a punch out for Nick Pinto in his first batter face to the game. One punch out here to start off the top of the seventh. And with two outs in the inning, there's one out in the inning. Elijah Green digs in, one on at second and one down. Kannapolis really can't afford to allow any more runs here in this top of the seventh. One out, first pitch to Green is spun in for strike one. Nothing and one, and Elijah Green, the center fielder. Green is 0-for-3, a couple of strikeouts and a ground out. That forced Seaver King to the plate with one on. In the fifth inning, 0-1 is in the dirt, blocked by Appel, 1-1. King had two on and drove them both in. In the top of the fifth. Cloudy skies here in Kannapolis. Twilight skies in Kannapolis. Wind blowing out, right to left. Pitch delivered, Green gets a foul tip. And the count is 1-2. Still a fantastic crowd on hand here in Kannapolis as the Ballers and Fred Nats squaring off in game one of the Carolina League Championship. Biggest game of the season up to this point in the Carolina League. Kannapolis and Fredericksburg have the honors of duking it out for the title. Fred Nats going for what would be their sixth title in franchise history. Kannapolis going for what would be their second. Pinto winds, runner goes 1-2, low and inside of the plate. A snap throw to second, and Tanachi gets a tag down, but he's safe at third. And Diaz is in safely with a stolen base. He's got yet another swiped base, his first of the postseason. He had a couple in the regular season, so now 2-2 count and a one out with Elijah Green at the plate. Curveball was low and inside. Green didn't really make an effort to get out of the way. In the righty batter's box, Appel had to duck and dive to get there. 2-2 in the dirt, again blocked by Appel. And the count will run full, 3-2. So a full count with one out. Top seven, Pinto on, with the infield having to play in against the power bat of Elijah Green. Pinto is set, working from the stretch. 3-2 pitch. Low and inside, ball four. And Pinto has walked a batter here. He's struck out one, and he's now walked one. Runners are on the corners. One down for the shortstop, Seaver King. Seaver King, a multi-hit game. Him and Bazell have been the dangerous bats for the Fred Nats. And the Nationals have just had the timely hitting. They've gotten runners on base and had their prime hitters step in King and Bazell. King 2-for-3, a two RBI single back in the fifth. Pinto looking in for the signs with King at the plate. First pitch in the dirt. This one squirts by Appel. Scoring will be Diaz. Up to second goes Green. And Pinto with a wild pitch has put another run across the plate for the Fredericksburg Nationals. It is now 6-4. And Green is up to second now. One on at second, one out. A 1-0 count on King. Seaver King in the regular season batted 295. Longest streak was five games in a row with a base hit. 1-0 pitch is spun in for strike one. Ball and a strike now on the shortstop, Seaver King. King hailing from Athens, Georgia. Two hits and two RBI in his pro debut on August 13th against the Salem Red Sox. Ball and a strike. Pinto with a long look. 1-1 pitch. Swinging a weak tapper toward third. Antonacci will field. And across the diamond he goes for the out. King is retired on a 5-3 ground out. Two outs, and it's the runner Green up to third base on the ground ball. So now one on at third and two outs for Kevin Bazell. Bazell in with two outs. Top seven. Fred Nats lead now 6-4. Pozell with a sack fly and a single in the fifth. His first pitch is in the dirt, blocked by Appel. And the count is 1-0. Pinto working a little more with the breaking balls low today against these Fredericksburg Nationals. But he's had some difficulty with keeping the pitches up off the ground here in his first inning of work. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball catches the corner. 1-1 as a little looper in from Pinto. 1-1 the count. Pinto set an Anteaters program record, 334 career strikeouts in his time at UC Irvine. 1-1, a ground ball foul down the line at third. Snagged on a one hand by the manager Jake Lowry, third base coach of the Fred Naps, and it's 1-2. Ballers trail by a pair. It's the worst lead in hockey, but it's a baseball game, unfortunately. Otherwise, the Ballers would be set. 1-2 pitch to Bazell. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. He went after a breaking ball in the dirt. And Appel able to flip it on to Makarevics for a K2-3. Third out is had. And Nick Pinto gets two punch outs. But the one runner does come around to score on the wild pitch. Kelvin Diaz crosses the plate. And the Fred Nats now hold a two-run lead. It's 6-4. Bottom seven we go. It'll be Archer, Antonacci, and Wolko against the righty on the bump for the Fred Nats in Robert Kranz. And we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Bottom seven, Nathan Archer will dig it and lead it off. It's a new arm of the bump for the Fredericksburg Nationals. It's Robert Kranz. He takes over on the bump. First pitch is a fastball up and in. 4-1 on Nathan Archer. Antonacci and Wolko to follow here. It's the bottom of the seventh, 6-4. Fred Nats lead as Fredericksburg has surrendered a couple of innings for Kannapolis. Two runs in the third and fifth. By that notion, Ballers are due for a couple here in this seventh inning. 1-1 your count on Archer as he fouls it off. Merritt Beaker able to last a touch on the bump. 1-1 to Archer is up and away for ball two. Close pitch from Kranz, but it just misses his own. Beaker inning in two-thirds. Two hits, one run it was earned. With a walk and a punch out, Kranz the third arm used. Archer takes the 2-1 up and away for ball three. A sharp eye from Archer, who's put two balls in play today, a single and a ground out. Kranz is the third arm used. He's not allowed a run in any of his five appearances since joining the Fred Nats. As Archer swings, blasts a high fly ball right field. Cox looking up, backtracking on the warning track, leaps, and he makes the catch for the first out. Archer missed a home run by a mere couple of feet, and it's one out here in the bottom of the seventh. On the top of the order, Sam Antonacci digging in. Well, if the wind was blowing any other way, I think he would have had the home run, but the wind is blowing in from left, and it does not help the ball with the flying ability on the home run, a swing from Nathan Archer. Antonacci digs in. One out, nobody on base. He's been on base twice with a walk as the leadoff batter. Robert Kranz of the bump is set. He will work from the windup and the first pitch delivered. Fastball up and away for ball one. Robert Kranz, a seventh rounder in 2024 out of Wichita State. Then he went to Oklahoma State. 1-0 pitch. Antonacci ground ball and a corkscrew towards first. Pimentel snags it. And on to first he goes. A 3-U ground out for Antonacci. There's two outs. And now George Wolko stands in. Two outs, bottom seven. Nobody on base. Wolko, a multi-hit game. A double and a single. He's also got a 4-3 ground out that was back in the first. First pitch, fastball inside corner. And the count is nothing and one on a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Wolko with now 5 hits and 17 plate appearances. A 1. Breaking ball just a touch outside for a 1-1 count on George Wolko. 1-1 count, 2 outs. Kranz works from the wind, 1-1. Ball in the dirt, well short of the dish. And Wolko went chasing after it on a breaking ball. He's laughing it off. That one slipped out of the hand of Kranz, and it fell short of the plate by about 5 feet. 1-2 on Wolko. Alec Makarevic's the batter on deck. Wind whipping in from left field. Does not help the righty bats today. Wolko with enough pop could... one over the yard. 1-2 pitch from Kranz is up and in for ball two. Wolko staying alive in the two spot for Kannapolis. Makarevic 0-3 with an RBI. He's on deck. 2-2 pitch from the righty is a breaking ball, a touch outside for now a full count. Wolko staying in the AB. He's definitely stayed in and been effective. Robert Kranz has allowed just 5 total base runners since joining the roster for the Fred Nats. And he gets a 3-2 swing and a miss. Lomavita fields and on to first he goes for the K2-3. That one ran up and in on Lomavita as Wolko strikes out for the first time today. A K2-3 and that's out number 3. So top of the 8th we go here in Kannapolis. Pinto back to the bump and we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. Lomavita, Pimentel, and Vaquero do up when we come back. Caleb Lomavita leads it off top of the 8th inning. Ballers have 6 outs to work with. They trail by a pair. Nick Pinto on for his second inning of work. First pitch to Lomavita up and away for ball one. On the catcher, Caleb Lomavita. Pimentel and Vaquero to follow. Top 8. Fred Nats are on top 6-4. Pinto from the wind. 1-0 pitch is just a touch outside as well for ball two on Caleb Lomavita. RBI double back in the second. Since then, a hard hit fly out in the fourth to center field and a 3-1 ground out. 2-0 spun in beautifully for strike one. A 2-1 count on Caleb Lomavita. 6-4 Frednettes over Kannapolis in game one of the Carolina League Championship. 2-1 pitch. This one is lined towards Burrows, and he plays it wrong on a ball that was taken for a bit of a ride and a backspin. Loma Vita will reach, and it'll be a base hit charge to Loma Vita. One that Burrows just kind of overran and misplayed. One on for the Frednettes, and nobody out. Pimentel will be the batter digging in. Loma Vita gets what is his second hit of the game. He now has a multi-hit game. So King, Bazell, and now Loma Vita all with multi-hit games. First pitch to Pimentel is off the plate for ball one. Pimentel is 0-for-3, a strikeout, a lineout, and a flyout off the bat of the first baseman, the lefty Brandon Pimentel. Runner on is Loma Vita. He dances. 1-0 pitch. It's a fastball in the outside corner. And it's 1-1 on the first baseman, Pimentel. Ballers trail by a pair. They're being out hit 9-7 in this game tonight. Final game of the season at Atrium Health Ballpark. They'll go to Fredericksburg to play Tuesday and Wednesday. 1-1 ground ball to third. Antonacci is second for one on to first. Double play, no. Safe at first is Pimentel, and Kannapolis is dug out, not a fan of the call at all. Pimentel will reach on the fielder's choice. Out, though, on the 5-4 is Loma Vita. So one down and a runner on for Christian Vaquero. Fielder's choice for Pimentel. As Vaquero bats, one out and a runner on. Pinto winds and fires. First pitch, Vaquero pops this one up. First base side. After it, Makarevic gives it a run, but can't get there. It falls in the bullpen area for Kannapolis. Nothing and one. Vaquero 0-for-3. A ground out, a fly out in the fourth and sixth inning. Top of the eighth, 0-1 count with one down. Pinto is set with a runner on first. Pinch delivered to Vaquero. A late swing, and he gets a piece of it. Fouled off. And the count is nothing and two. Nothing and two. Time called. We're going to get a balk call. Rather, no catcher interference called on Jackson Appel. So a CI in the book moves Pimentel up to second. And now to first goes Vaquero on what is a catcher's interference. Again, the swing from Vaquero ends up hitting the glove of Appel, who is reaching out trying to make the catch, and it's the catcher's interference. So an error goes on the board for Appel. And now a 2-on-1 out for Nate Ochoa. So second error of the game for Kannapolis. Top of the eighth, Fredericksburg is up 6-4. They're threatening here with two on and one out. Ochoa 1-for-3, an RBI single back in the second inning. Ochoa digs in. Pinto's first pitch is low and inside for ball one on Nate Ochoa. Ochoa 1-for-3, RBI single in the second is his first hit. He's 1-for-3 in the playoffs as well. This is his first playoff appearance. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball catches the corner. 1-1. Game 2, 7 o'clock on Tuesday in Fredericksburg. Game 3, if necessary, will be on Wednesday night. 1-1 pitch. So we're going to ground ball to third. Antonacci fields to second for one. Throw on to first. Double play in order. 5-4-3 in the double play. Nate Ochoa is sat down on the double play ball. And the out at second is Vaquero. 5-4 is the second out. And Kannapolis has six outs to work with. One hit in the inning for Fredericksburg. One error, but one left on. And we'll go to the bottom half of the eighth. Franz still in the bump. And the ballers will bat. Makarevic, Hernandez, and Appel on the Ballers Baseball Network and Pally Live. Alec Makarevic's bottom of the eighth inning. Ballers trail by a pair. It's Robert Kranz still on the bump for the Frednats. There is a righty tossing in the pen for the Nationals. The Ballers will look to make a comeback. Two runs is the deficit. First pitch, Makarevic sprays one foul. It is nothing and one on Alec Makarevic. Rony Hernandez, Jackson Appel to follow, bottom eight. Ballers trail by a pair in game one of this Carolina League Championship Series. Nothing and one pitch on the way. Makarevic swings again. It's fouled off, nothing and two. Makarevic is 0-4-3. Does have the RBI back in the third inning. One of two runs scored in that third inning for Kannapolis. 0-2, Makarevic swings again. Three pitches he's seen in three swings. He fouls it off. It's nothing and two. Anthony Arguez, the righty warming down the pen for the Frednats. 0-2 from the windup. Makarevic will get the pitch. This one swung on and belted high in the air, nighttime sky. Over is Elijah Green. Has to run under it, and he will make the catch for out number one. And in the bottom of the eighth inning, Ballers down to their final five outs. F8 for Makarevic. He's 0-4. And Rony Hernandez digs in 1-for-3 with an RBI single tonight. And Arguez is the arm tossing for the Fredericksburg Nationals down the line in left. One out, Rony digs in. He's put three balls in play. One in fire, first pitch from Kranz, late on a 93-mile-an-hour heater. Swing and a miss for strike one. Kranz is getting about a foot and a half of vertical break on his fastball. What that means is it's dipping about a foot and a half. And that is nasty. 0-1 pitch as a breaking ball finds the zone. And the count nothing and two on Rony Hernandez. 0-2 count with one out. Hernandez quickly falling behind here in the count against Kranz. 0-2 pitch. Swinging a foul tip off the mask of Loma Vita. And the count stays right there. 0-2. Kannapolis at four outs remaining here. Hernandez can't reach base. Nothing and two from the line pitch from Kranz. Fastball upstairs. It's 1-2. Frednats as a team have only picked up a total of four punchouts as Hernandez watches that 1-2 low. It's 2-2. Only four punch-outs for the Frednats all night. Kannapolis has put a lot of baseballs in play. 2-2 your count with one out. Kranz from the line pitch works, and it's fouled off. Hernandez stays alive at 2-2. We'll see a seventh pitch of the at-bat for Rony Hernandez. Two count with one out. Kranz will work from the windup. Pitch delivered. Fastball lower part of the zone. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. Rony Hernandez down on strikes. Fourth time he struck out in the playoffs here. With two outs, nobody on. It is Jackson Appel digging in. Two outs, first pitch on the way from Kranz. This one up and in for ball one on Jackson Appel. Appel is 1-for-3. A single, a ground out, and a flyout. On the day for Appel. 1-0 from Kranz, swung on and fouled off. And the count is 1-1. Appel and Kranz likely seeing each other. Being Kranz was at Oklahoma State, Appel was at Texas A&M this spring. A matchup of two pretty sharp Big 12 players in their respective teams. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball catches the zone. It's 1-2 on Jackson Appel. Kranz, a seventh rounder out of Oklahoma State. Appel, a sixth rounder out of Texas A&M. 1-2 count with two outs. Kranz winds and fires. Fastball up and in for a 2-2 count. Drake Logan awaits on deck. Bottom eight, it'll be Logan, Burrows, and Perez. Should Appel be sat down in the bottom of the ninth? 2-2 pitch for Kranz. A weak ground ball back up the middle. Diaz to his right field. Across his body on a first. And the Fredericksburg Nationals are three outs away from taking game of this series. As out on the 4-3 is Appel. 1-2-3. Kranz has sat down all six batters he's faced. And now digging in for the Fred Nats. And we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Diaz, Cox, and Green. New arm out of the bullpen for the Ballers. Pierce George. And we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. Top nine and some rain falling here in Kannapolis as Pierce George on out of the pen. First pitch, swing and a miss for strike one. The count is nothing and one on Kelvin Diaz. Cox and Green to follow here. Top nine, rain starting to fall here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers trail by a pair in game one of this Carolina League Championship. 0-1, a swing and a miss for strike two on Kelvin Diaz. Pierce George on out of the bullpen. Listed on the roster is 6'6", 240 pounds. Drafted out of Alabama is Pierce George. Pretty hard-throwing righty who definitely has some stuff that impresses Pat Leal, and he goes to him here in the ninth. 0-2 pitch to Diaz. Swinging a looping line drive foul. It's nothing and two on a Kelvin Diaz. Wind and rain starting to arrive here in higher numbers here in Kannapolis. Ballers in Fred Nats in the ninth inning here of this first game of the Carolina League Championship. 0-2 fouled off, and the count stays put at nothing and two on a Kelvin Diaz. Pierce George works from the wind, 0-2. Swinging a looping line drive into left, and Archer in makes the catch for the out. This one let us some air under it, so more of a flyout, and that's seven in the book for Kelvin Diaz, who has reached twice tonight, but he won't reach here in the ninth. One out and nobody on base, and it's top of the order, Brenner Cox. Cox will stand in from the wind. George's first pitch is taken on the outside corner. Nothing and one on the right fielder, Brenner Cox. Ballers trail by a pair. It is 6-4. Here's George works from the wind. 0-1 pitch. Inside corner, nothing and two. George has found his stuff tonight early on out of the bullpen. George did pitch back on Thursday. One run on one hit in one inning with two punch-outs. For Pierce George, that was against the Charleston River Dogs in the loss back on Thursday. Final home game of the 2024 season for Kannapolis. 0-2 from the line, pitch to George. Pitch to Cox, I should say, from George. It's low and inside for ball one. One ball and two strikes on Brenner Cox as Kannapolis And Fredericksburg in the top of the ninth here with the rain falling. 1-2 on the way. Cox swings and misses at the plate. He struck him out. Pierce George at 97 on the radar gun. He gets the swing and miss strikeout. Two outs in the inning now, and stepping in is Elijah Green. He is 0 for 3. Two punch outs and a walk to his name tonight. Two outs, Green stands in. George lines and fires first pitch, low and outside for ball one. Elijah Green, two punch outs, a ground out and a walk. Arguelles is warming in the pen in his only appearance against Kannapolis. He gave up three runs in one inning. 1-0 pitch, finds the zone. It's 1-1 on Elijah Green. Arguelles back on the 31st. Of August, three runs in one inning of work with a walk and a strikeout against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 1-1 your count, George's pitch. Fastball up and away, and Green watches it sail. It's 2-1. Pierce George finishing up the regular season with a 6 ERA through six innings. Four hits, four runs, 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Green chases a breaking ball. It's 2-2. Looks like the rain has at least slowed down a touch here in Kannapolis as the crowd battling it out gets to their feet and brings the noise. Balders trail by a pair. They'll bat in the bottom of the ninth, looking to make the comeback effort on the Fred Nats. They made a comeback effort in the bottom of the 11th on Friday night. They'll look to do it here in game one of the championship. Two balls and two strikes, pitch delivered. Fastball just a bit outside for ball three. It might have touched the corner, but it says Michael Cross. It is wide for ball three. Full count with two outs, top nine, Seaver King on deck. George will wind, 3-2 pitch. Low one outside, ball four. Inning will continue as Green draws the walk. Second inning, second at bat, I should say, in a row for Elijah Green. He draws the free pass. One on and two outs for Seaver King. And Green is on base. A lot of speed over there at first base. Two outs, Seaver King stands in. Multi-hit game, 2 for 4 with a couple of ground outs to third as well. 2 outs, first pitch, up and in for ball one from Pierce George. George is at 16 pitches and now 10 strikes is the righty. Kannapolis really can't afford to give up any more offense from the Fred Nats. 1-0 count, pitch delivered, runner going. Fastball up and in, a snap throw to second, and Green is going to get in there safely as the home plate umpire, the second base umpire, Richie Arredondo, called him out, but it popped out of the glove of Perez, and they'll hold him at second. It's safe. So safe at second is Green. Richie Arredondo called him out at first and then called time and said, no, never mind, he's safe. Ball popped out of his glove at second for Gerald Perez. Fifth steal of the playoffs for Elijah Green. He's in scoring position. 2-0 count with two outs. George is set. 2-0 pitch. Swinging a high fly ball into right. Wolko will have to track it. And on a jog, makes the catch for out number three. And that will conclude 9 innings of offense for the Fredericksburg Nationals. They put up a total of 6 runs on 9 hits. Kannapolis trailing by a pair. They need to find some momentum and fast in the bottom of the ninth against a new arm in Anthony Arguelles. We'll go to the bottom of the ninth. 2 runs is the deficit. It'll be Logan Burrows and Perez on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Drake Lowe going to lead it off. Bottom nine. Ballers trail by a pair. They'll look to rally and at least tie this game to send it to extras. It'll be Anthony Arguez of the bump. 5'10 righty from Miami, Florida. He is the trademark closer for the Fredericksburg Nationals. And very quickly, he's going to get a mound visit from Caleb Lomavita. Arguez is the closer for the Fredericksburg Nationals, a former West Virginia Black Bear in the MLB Draft League. Made four appearances. He was undrafted last year as a free agent signee by the Washington Nationals. He is on to close it out, bottom nine. The Ballers, though, have other plans. Bottom nine, nobody on and nobody out. First pitch to Drake Logan is up and in. And did it hit him in the hand? They're going to say it did not. And it hit the end of the bat. And Drake Logan's not a fan of the call. Here comes Patrick Leland. He's going to talk to Michael Cross. Not a fan of it at all. Drake Logan definitely thinks that it hit him in the hand. He reacted like it hit him in the hand as the fastball ran up and in on him. Leland talking to Michael Cross. Logan still shaking the hand. And it'll either be a runner on first and nobody out or a nothing and one count. Logan didn't really check swing on it at all. He just kind of went through his progression and the ball ran up and hit him. And with the way that Drake Logan goes about it, he kind of pulls the arm back. So there's not really any sort of effort. There's not really any way that it could be physically possible it could have hit the bat knob, because he faces the bat knob towards the backstop when he loads into his step. As the umpires will convene, and they'll go through a conversation here to see if any of the other umpires caught what was this play just now, and they're going to say it indeed hit the end of the bat, and it'll be a nothing and one count on Drake Logan. None of the umpires in the seats like the call. Logan will stay alive with a nothing and one count here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Arguez wild on the inside fastball at 95, a one pitch. Breaking ball catches the zone. It's nothing and two on Drake Logan, and the Boo Birds have arrived in Kannapolis. That is for sure. They must have come in up north from the Carolina Panthers game today. 0-2 pitch. Logan swings and gets a piece of it fouled off. It's nothing and two on Drake Logan. Logan, Burrows, and Perez do hunt bottom nine. Logan 0-for-3 with a strikeout in his last appearance. Arguez on the bump. 0-2 pitch. Swinging a ground ball towards second. Diaz to his left. Can't make a clean play. Throw on home first, and he's safe. Drake Logan gets on base. It'll be an E4 charge to Kelvin Diaz as Logan runs out an infield single, and the Ballers have life in the bottom of the ninth inning. One on and nobody out for Ryan Burrows. First error of the night for the Fred Nats, and Burrows will stand in with a big opportunity here against Anthony Arguez. 5'10", 195-pound righty from Miami, Florida. First pitch, Burrows lays down a bunt. It's a beauty. Fielding is Arguez. He'll tag Burrows. Out at first, it will be Burrows, but up to second goes Logan. So a 1-U play as Arguez lays down the tag. One out, a runner on second for Harold Perez. So a productive bunt effort by Burrows to put the ball in play. He's been working extra carefully on those bunts in batting practice. And he lays down a beauty in this bottom of the ninth that moves Logan to second. It forces no double play now. So unless something zany happens, the game will continue after Perez bats. First pitch is outside for ball one. A 1-0 count on Harold Perez. 1-4-3 with a single back in the fifth. A strikeout once today, and that was against the starter, Romero. Bullpens are cold. Arguez will finish this one out for Fredericksburg. 1-0 pitch. Swinging a high fly ball left field. Backtracking Vaquero on the warning track. Makes the catch on the wall. Logan will fake like he's going to third. Throw comes in from left. Vaquero makes a game-saving catch. And there's two outs to the bottom of the ninth inning. Perez got a hold of it, but just could not get a help from the wind. And with two outs and a runner on, it's Nathan Archer. Well-hit ball from Perez that, if it got out of here, would have tied the game. Archer will stand in 1-for-3. Arguez is one out away from a save here in game one of the championship. First pitch to Archer. A breaking ball is upstairs for ball one. Archer nearly missed the home run. He nearly had a home run in his last AB in the seventh inning. That was against Krantz. 1-0 pitch. Weak ground ball back to the mound, and this will do it. Fielding is Arguez, and on to first he goes. And the Fredericksburg Nationals have taken game one of this Carolina League Championship Series. They are one win away from being crowned Carolina League champions. And Kannapolis will now travel to Fredericksburg with their backs against the wall. On a Tuesday will be game two, 7 o'clock first pitch, as the Fred Nats hold on late. The Ballers do put an effort together, but they do fall in this bottom of the ninth inning. Do the Ballers, it's 6-4, your final. Fredericksburg is victorious. That'll do it for the game. We'll take a break and be right back. Post-game show coming up. We'll have it all for you on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Final score tonight from Kannapolis is Fredericksburg 6 and the Kannapolis 4.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back into the broadcast booth. Your high top Atrium Health Ballpark is your final score tonight in game one of the Carolina League Championship Series is the Fredericksburg Nationals 6 and the Kannapolis Cannonballers 4. Ballers fall tonight by the final score of 6-4. They're out hit 9-7. Two errors on the board for the Ballers, one for the Nationals, as the Nats do pick up the first runs of the game in the top of the second inning. It is a Caleb Lomavita RBI double, and then Nito Choa with an RBI single that give the Fred Nats the early lead. They go up 3-0 in the third. Bazell with a sack fly makes it 3-0 Nationals. But then Kannapolis putting some offense together. They put up a pair in the bottom of the third. RBI ground out for Alec Makarevics. And then a bottom of the third, Ronnie Hernandez with the RBI single. Makes it a 3-2 game after three innings here in Kannapolis. Ballers and Fred Nats in a close contest all night. Nothing changes here in this game. A very close contest all night. And the Fred Nats just able to squeeze it out here in this game one of the championship. Seaver King RBI single scores two in the top of the fifth. George Wolko, a two RBI double in the bottom of the fifth. Makes it a 5-4 game. And then Fredericksburg tacks on an insurance run in the seventh. A wild pitch from Pinto makes it a 6-4 game. The Ballers can't hold on late, and they do fall tonight 6-4. As Kannapolis did have an opportunity or two, Kranzes dealt the victory for the Frednats. He is 1-0 here in the playoffs. And then Sinibaldi is handed the loss. He is 0-1. Sinibaldi had a bit of a rough go of it. Three runs on three hits in two and a third with a walk and five punchouts. Veloz goes 2 2/3. Two runs neither earned. Four hits, no walks, no punchouts. Connery Peters, one total run on one hit in one inning of work with one punchout. And then after that, Nick Pinto and Pierce George both don't give up any runs over three innings, one hit, two walks, and three punchouts. The bit of a tide turner in that fifth inning, the Fredericksburg Nationals picking up a pair of runs. That is the difference in the game tonight, is a 6-4 victory. The Frednats get the error from Ryan Burrows in the fifth inning. That's a bit of a tide turner. And Kannapolis unable to get that second out in that inning. Brenner Cox steps in with a single. Elijah Green would have been the third out in that inning. But then Seaver King steps in and gets the two RBI single and scores a pair. That is the difference maker tonight. I think that's kind of where the momentum really shifted for Kannapolis tonight. The error from Burrows really hurts them in the end. As if that would not have happened, it would have been still a tie game. And we might be talking about a different result tonight. But nonetheless, not putting any blame on anyone, Kannapolis does put together a solid effort. Seven hits, four runs, and the season's not done yet, but they definitely have to go to work on Tuesday night in Game 2 of this Carolina League Championship Series. 7 o'clock your first pitch up at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. The Ballers will travel up to Fredericksburg tomorrow, and then they will play on Tuesday against the Nationals, setting it up for what will be a fun game on a Tuesday. Great pitching matchup on our hands. Tanner McDougal, who had a pretty nice outing on it. Charleston back on Tuesday. Oh no, the 6.75 ERA. He'll go against Alex Clemmie in a game two. Clemmie had a decent go of it early on in his start last week against the Carolina Mudcats, but then he allowed six runs in just the fourth inning. So a guy that you hit him once, and then you just keep pushing in that same inning, and Clemmie is prone to those big innings, so the Ballers will look to capitalize here in Game 2 of this championship series with the Frednats. 7 o'clock first pitch at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. I hope you're able to join us up in Fredericksburg. If you're not, well, be sure you tune in on the broadcast with us on MILB.com, KCBallers.com, and on the MILB official app. I'll have the call for you. I'm on the Ballers Baseball Network, of course, here in Kannapolis and in Fredericksburg. Well, that'll do it for us for tonight from Kannapolis. Dan Haloti saying thank you for tuning in to all what turned out to be 69 total home games for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It was a nice season here at home as Kannapolis and Fredericksburg finish up the final game here of this home schedule for the Ballers. And they will travel to Fredericksburg. They'll try to keep their season going on Tuesday and set it up for another hard-pumping Game 3 in Fredericksburg on Wednesday. 7 o'clock first pitch on Tuesday. Be sure you can hop on up. It's a pretty long drive, but again, the Ballers need you more than ever as they'll look to continue their season on a Tuesday. That'll do it for us tonight in the broadcast booth. Dan Haloti saying thank you for tuning in on Valley Live, MILB.TV Stadium, and our two free audio streams, KCBallers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. I'll leave you as I always do up here in the booth for the final time from Atrium Health Ballpark until 2025. Kind of crazy to think 2025 will be the next time we call a game in this ballpark that's a Cannonballer game. I'll be married the next time the Kannapolis Cannonballers have a home game here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Going to be a wild offseason, but we're not done yet. Kannapolis is going to try to play two more games here in this season series with the Fredericksburg Nationals. I'll leave you as I always do up here. Speaking love, love baseball. Stay blessed until next time. Have a blast. Your final score tonight from Atrium Health Ballpark is the Fredericksburg Nationals 6 and the Kannapolis Cannonballers 4. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday night. Please drive home safely if you are on the road, and we hope to see you at the game or on the broadcast, 7 o'clock on a Tuesday from Fredericksburg. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday night. Hope to see you at the game or on the broadcast, 7 o'clock on Tuesday. Have a great one, everyone.